sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shooting Lights Up with your boy, the Playmaker Donnell Salas, in the building here. Had a little rainy Jacksonville, Florida for about the last 20 minutes. Just now stopped, but hey, it is the summer and I am in the state of Florida. So rain tends to happen a lot here. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, all night, all day. It varies. That's what happens when you stay in the state of Florida. The Sunshine State. But hope y'all had a great weekend. Hope y'all got to catch the news that was breaking yesterday. News breaking today around the game of basketball. The WNBA had a pretty nice little weekend going on. And we continue to march forward towards the WNBA All-Star. It's going to be quite interesting to see how this would go. But, you know, riding solo today. Going to be an interesting one because got to get this over with. Got to get this done and hop right over with my co-host, Cool McCain, because we got to do a special edition of Martyrs of Wrestling at 4:30 today. Yes, 4:30 today. And if I have time, I'll explain at the end of the show why it's 4:30 and then the normal 6:30. We got other things to talk about here. Thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all tuning in on our YouTube channel, go ahead, hit that subscribe button on the YouTube channel. You know, follow us every time we post a video, every time we do a show live on the Playmakers Sports Network YouTube page. You'll be first ones to get notification and hop right on. Also, if you watching the playback of this and you want to know if you can't get on the YouTube channel, what other places you can listen to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. We are also on Amazon. We are pressed just about everywhere with Shooting Lights Out. You press any podcast that's on the Playmakers blog umbrella, you can find it right there. Also, Real Rise Radio. Start getting back on the Real Rise Radio real soon here. Get some things going and having a lot of fun. But now, let's get into it because we have some news and notes to go over. So let's go around the heart. And as we go to Around the Hardwood, a lot of news and notes to take place here for Around the Hardwood. And we're going to talk about it. Let's start with this one. Blazers, DeAndre Ayton has become a free agent because of a buyout. The Portland Trail Blazers have bought out DeAndre Ayton's contract, making him a free agent coming this fall. And joining me right now is the aforementioned co-host from Miles of Wrestling. My brother Cool McCain is in the building. What's going on, sir?
What it do, man? What it do?
Now we're getting right into it because you know we have a back-to-back today.
Yes, we do.
So we're gonna get to it. DeAndre Ayton is a free agent. See who is interested in grabbing the big man from Portland. Could he go to a contending team that can use sides at that center position? We shall see. Moving on, one of the big news of the weekend, LeBron James has opted in his contract, which is $52.6 million as he will be with the Lakers for this season, as he continues to see the Lakers do during free agency, which begins at 6 o'clock today, just like less than 3 hours. Another year of LeBron James in the purple and gold. By the way, there was some words going around on social media that there is no trade interest for one LeBron James. But it makes me think about some things. Why all of a sudden there's no interest in Mr. King James?
Well, that's a very simple answer, sir. There's 52.5 million reasons why. So there's this narrative that LeBron sexuals like to throw out there. Oh, LeBron, you know, he's all about winning. He's all about team. He's got his agent. I'm going to monitor the Lakers and see what other moves they make. Player, you taking up $52.5 million of the cap. You're not interested in winning. Don't do that. Don't make that fake assumption. Because you taking $52.5 million and not saying, you know what, Lakers, we're trying to win. How about I take like 35 this year, let y'all take the rest of that money and go bring in some free agents or get under that second tier of the salary cap, because you know you can't be there over more than 3 in a 5-year period. You start losing draft picks and stuff get crazy on you. So instead of trying to help the team and taking less money, you taking $52.5 million, you gonna have the nerve to have your agent put out a statement talking about your mind to the Lakers to see what other moves they're making to try to win.
I'm glad you said it, because this is exactly what Rich Paul said. Quote, LeBron James wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but his values are realistic chances of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we have had for 8 years with Jeannie Buzwa-Palinka and consider the Lakers a critical part of his career. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to elevate what's best for LeBron at this stage and life of his career. He wants to make every season he has left count. And the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. Close quote. That's from Rich Paul.
If you want to win, and you're making the kind of money that LeBron James is making, my opinion, you understand the salary cap situation. You're not a guy that's just getting his first taste of money. You understand that you taking that $52 million, it's probably going to end up costing them $125 million if they try to go out and get other guys. Because you hit that second tier, it gets real nasty. And the Lakers are repeat offenders anyway. So I'm just saying, don't come and say stuff like that, bro, when the honest truth is you trying to get your money and you're trying to put pressure on the organization to pay all this extra money and pay all these exorbitant luxury taxes, because you can't say, you know what, if I really want to go out this last couple of years as a winner, I'm not saying you take like 15, 20 million. I mean, you're LeBron James, but you could take 30, 35 million and let them have some money to play with. But you don't want to do those things, but you want to win. So your actions say, I want my money and I want to be overly compensated for my play, right? Then your words say through your agent, oh, I want to win. I don't believe you. We need more people.
Well, he has a no trade clause, by the way. This doesn't help.
And the thing is, it doesn't matter, because who's going to trade for $52 million from a guy that's he's not LeBron, prime LeBron anymore?
And another issue is the wife has spoken up. She has put a time limit on his career.
If she don't, he'll be playing till he's 60 or trying to.
She has spoken up. She's putting a time limit on his career. She wants him done at a certain time. I didn't look to see what time it was. I'm pretty sure it's probably within like 2 years. I was thinking 2 years.
It was 2 more years.
So this year and next year, and LeBron needs to hang it up. For one, Savannah James. Well, we're going to see what the Lakers do. But you still got LeBron, you got Luka. Let's see what other pieces y'all get to compete for a championship in a very, and I do mean very, competitive Western Conference.
If you had more money to play with, you could do more. Just saying.
Moving on. Bojan Bogdanovic is calling it a career after 10 seasons. Most people remember him from his time with the Utah Jazz, playing alongside Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and that company. Last team he was on was the New York Knicks before they was ousted by the Indiana Pacers. A great three-point shooter, a nice defensive player. Hanging up after 10 seasons. Man, you can play 10 seasons in the NBA. You've done something.
Yeah. I think he's smart, man. He understands, like, he's at that point where he could probably still go, but he's not the player that he was. And he understands he's kind of on that downward slope from his athletic abilities and everything. So it's better go ahead and get out now.
Yeah. Plus, he had that foot injury that he could never get over. So
mm-hmm. I
think that played a role in his decision. But have a career, sir. Good job. Julius Randle sticking with the T-Wolves on a 3-year, $100 million deal. I've seen a lot of people that didn't like this move by Minnesota. So what say you, Cool?
I think it's a nice, I think it's a good price for him. And then plus with Naz Reid staying as well, which I'm sure you were going to slide to next, is keeping basically the core of that team around at decent value. You know, Julius Randle basically making about $33 million a year, a little bit over $33 million a year. That's nowhere near bad in today's NBA. You got dudes out here making $52.5 million trying to talk about they want the team to be better. So guys to say, you know what, I'll take probably a little bit less than I can get on the open market to stay here and kind of make this team better or, you know, keep it consistent, I think is a good thing. Now, if you was paying him like $125, $130 million over 3 years, and I'm like, bro, you wild him out. But I say 90 to 100, you know, that's not bad for a guy that still can get it done. He's just not a, he's not a number one option.
I talked about Naz last week on the show. I think that was before you came in. So you're keeping Julius Randle. You're keeping Naz Reid. You already got Ant-Man already signed and solidified. See what happens with Mike Conley. I think Mike Conley might be contemplating retirement around this time right about now.
About 75. He should be contemplating retirement.
we shall see, but, you know.
I mean, he'll probably come back, though. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably come back.
He'll probably come back, but Minnesota, you need more. You need more. You're not there yet. You've been to the conference finals twice, and you've lost in 5 games, which means you haven't been very competitive.
So do they need more, or do they need what they have to step up and mature?
Both.
I don't think they need more. I just think they need everybody to play their role. And those young guys that they haven't really been playing, the first and second year players that's been sitting on the bench, they need to start getting minutes. You need depth. They have players. But a lot of these coaches got to start doing like OKC was doing, like Indiana's doing, like Denver was doing when they won a championship. A lot of the teams that won championships in the last 5 to 6 years and have a different champion every year, they're deep teams. They're teams that can go 10 deep, right? And these teams that want to go 6, 7, 8 deep, you can't compete with teams that have more depth and can put fresh guys and throw them at you. So what they've got to understand in Minnesota is we got to get these boys seasoning throughout the season. These young guys are playing 5, 10 minutes. We got to get them more minutes at times in the season. When we're blowing teams out, let's start getting these guys in a little bit earlier. Let's start getting them some playing time. Let's start integrating them in different lineups and see what they can do. Now, if you start playing them, you start seeing them, and they're not developing, that's when you make moves. But I think locking up what you have to keep it consistent and then developing the end of the bench guys, those young guys, that's what they need to do in order to be successful. But I like the moves.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, a competitive Wild Wild West. All right. Duncan Robinson of the Miami Heat. He opted out of his contract to become a free agent. But the likelihood is he's resigning back with Miami. There's a small chance that he could go to somewhere else. But the first option is going back to Miami. I don't know, man. Miami, y'all got to do something. Y'all got to do something. And when I say Miami, I mean Pat Riley. You could not get Donovan Mitchell, though. You couldn't get Dame Lillard there. You couldn't get Kevin Durant there. And you probably ain't going to get Giannis there. Well, what is going on down in Miami?
I don't think people want to trade with Miami. I think that's what it is. I think people are like, nah. Because these are not guys that are free agents. These are guys that have to be traded. So the problem is
Miami had Kevin Durant if they would have gave up, what, I think it was Highsmith or Jokic, and I forgot one other person. They ain't want to give them up. Fuck Kevin Durant.
But so, you gotta realize Kevin Durant is a 1 or 2 year rental at this point. He's not a guy that's gonna be there for your team 3-4 years down the road. He's probably gonna be done around the same time as LeBron. So if you're getting him, it's a rental. You have to have a win now team or think you have a win now team if you're gonna bring in Kevin Durant.
All I'm saying is nobody wants to go to South Beach all of a sudden.
They don't want to trade him there, bro. Like, these are not free agents, right? Like, if you get a free agent, they don't want to come. That's one thing. But I think teams are like, I'm not trading Miami. I think Miami's a lukewarm team, right? They're like 6, 7, 8 normally. They're right there at the cusp of the playoffs. They don't have great picks, but they don't have and they don't have terrible picks. So you have to have, like, assets that people want if you want to trade. And I don't think they have assets that can go, like, if you're going to trade Giannis to them, for instance, who are they going to give you back that's going to give you any type of production close to Giannis? What, some draft picks? They don't have a guy on the team that can match up. They don't have two guys on the team that can match up to what Giannis can do, that they're going to be willing to give up. So, I mean, you don't have the assets. I don't think the teams are interested in. You don't have things that make teams say, I mean, you got things that make teams say, nah, we good. And that's the problem Miami's having. When you don't have the guys, then you can't go get the guys unless they're free agents. And I think if you get some of these guys that actually become free agents, I think we'll see them go to Miami. But the guys that are not free agents, we're not going to see them go.
Are you telling the people of Miami to prepare for a downturn in the NBA?
No, I'm just saying you're going to have to get free agents. You don't have the pieces to make guys that are under contract, other teams say, yeah, we're going to trade with Miami. That's why
Miami they free agents going to Miami.
Well, it's just going to have to be money. Free agents is money. But a lot of these guys we're talking about, these teams are not waiting for them to become free agents. They're trying to trade them with a year or two left on their contract so that they can get assets back. Miami doesn't have appealing assets. Look at the team. They don't have any assets they're willing to give up that you're like, yeah, I really want that guy. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They got guys that fit good together when they play together. Their best piece is in Golden State now. So, I mean, you don't have a lot of tradable players at this point to me if you're looking at Miami, and that's why they're not getting those guys. Free agency, it may be the same issue. Like, you're just going to have to go out and get pieces and do what they were doing a few years ago, develop guys, but you got to find a way to keep players. Now let everybody go. So you can trade some people. Just saying.
Trouble. It seems like trouble times down in good old South Beach.
It could be.
The Charlotte Hornets, a place that Kuma King is very familiar with.
Hear about them every day, all the time.
Traded Yusuf Nurkic for Colin Sexton of the Utah Jazz. This trade happened because of what the Utah Jazz did in the NBA draft when they drafted Ace Bailey. And I think they drafted a champion, too, if I remember correctly. Oh, yeah, Walter Clayton Jr.
Charlotte is elated to have Colin Sexton. They call him, I think they call him, what, the young dog or something like that, because he's a very aggressive player. To get him for Nurkic and a second-round pick, I think they were elated to do that. I don't know what Utah is doing. They probably got another move they're going to make, because now you got Collins, Kessler, and Nurkic. You don't need all three of those pieces. So I think they're going to probably make some move. A lot of people are speculating they're going to insert themselves in whatever trade the Lakers are trying to do, and they're going to give up at least one of those big men as part of the deal and then get back a player from Lakers and whatever team is that third team. But here in Charlotte, man, they're very excited about Sexton coming and then the guys they drafted. They feel like they drafted, instead of drafting projects, they drafted guys that should be able to contribute. Maybe not in huge roles right away, but at least contribute to the team and then add in Sexton as well. So they're kind of trying to go young, build through the draft, but not get those projects, get guys that have played in college for the most part for, you know, 4 or 5 years. Obviously, their first round pick, Konkanipple, just 1 year, but he's so versatile, they feel comfortable. But they're getting a lot of guys that, and they're getting guys that have a certain personality too here. They're really excited. The general manager's come out and told them, like, look, told the fans, like, look, we may not be competing for a year or two, but we're trying to actually build something and not just stick some pieces in and try to get y'all to buy tickets. We're actually trying to make it a team where it's going to be good for the next 2-3 years. You know, they still try to blame Michael Jordan for everything, even though Michael Jordan has said multiple times that he left all the personnel decisions up to the general managers that he hired. They still want to blame Michael Jordan here for some reason. Don't know.
Because it's Michael Jordan, that's why.
But why blame Michael Jordan? I mean, most owners of teams leave the stuff to the players. I mean,
But the way people, Michael Jordan is recognized as the greatest of all time. So as people automatically assume that he is involved in every single decision that goes on with the Charlotte Hornets, which is not true whatsoever.
And he's not involved in any decisions now because he's a minority owner now.
Yeah.
But they're excited. Like, Sexton's a good pickup.
Like if the Raiders don't do good, they gonna look at Tom Brady.
Man, Tom Brady can't even talk because he be trying to do too much stuff. Because he took Greg Olsen's job as an announcer. Tom Brady got about 7 jobs.
Exactly. But they're going to look at Tom Brady because it's Tom Brady.
But, you know, the best players don't normally make good coaches or execs. And I don't think he really – people have to understand that. But, you know, public don't think about stuff like that.
They don't. They just want to blame somebody. And when you're considered the GOAT of the certain sport, everybody's looking at you.
Silly.
It is very, very, but makes no sense. Going down.
I expect better.
You can expect better. James Harden has opted out of his contract with the Clippers to sign a new 2-year, $81.5 million to stay with the Clippers.
Paying a man $41 million a year, roughly, that's going to choke on you in the playoffs every year is diabolical. And that's the reason why the Clippers will never be successful. That right there. That much money, he ain't gonna choke in the playoffs. Come on, man.
You know. Oh, boy. So we know the fact that the Lakers going to be involved and the Clippers going to be involved in the West. What my co-host is saying and what Cole Johnson will say when he returns is just wait to May. That's when the downfall's coming, especially for the Clippers.
Absolutely.
Because once it's playoff time, down go the Clippers. If you don't believe me, let me go full screen for a second. Sir, you're a fan of a certain team, and that certain team played the Clippers in Game 7. What happened in that Game 7?
James Harden does what he always does. Choked. He is a choke artist. You're paying $41 million again for a dude that is going to choke on you when you need him the most. I'm not saying you don't pay the guy off reputation, off what he's done in the league, his resume. But in said resume, it should have a section in there that is a video section, and it should be doing this the whole time, playoffs, and then this. That's what it should be doing, because that's what he does in the playoffs. Let's be real. And I mean, I'm not a Harden hater, but come on, man. You got to call it what it is. You can't walk around here and act like this man is going to all of a sudden, this late in his career, turn into a guy you can depend on in the playoffs. And for the Clippers, you paying that man that type of money, yeah, you're handicapping yourselves. You're strapping yourselves and not allowing yourselves to be able to go out and get other pieces because you're overpaying this man. Period. You're overpaying him. And you know better than that, Clippers. Y'all should know better than that by now. But you don't. You just can't help yourselves. You don't have success
between them and the Suns. I don't know what to say about that. Too.
Doing the same thing and having the same result is obvious, but you're still doing the same thing, Clippers. And you know, in all fairness, the Suns are doing something different now. They're just throwing poop at the wall and whatever sticks they keep it. So, I mean, they're doing something different. It doesn't make any sense, but at least they're doing something different. The Clippers are saying we're going to overpay guys that don't produce for us in the playoffs. We're going to reward guys that don't play well in the playoffs in clutch situations. That's what the Clippers are doing. Way worse to me because the Suns at least understand we're bad.
And speaking of the Clippers, Lucas Batum is staying with the Clippers. He signs a 2-year, $11.5 million deal to return to the Clippers.
I would say I might have went somewhere else for 2 years and $11.5 million because you ain't going to win there.
James Harden. All right, sir. You and Kawhi Leonard running it back. See how this goes.
I can see Kawhi because all you got to do is just make sure he's healthy by playoff time. He'll get it done for you. But James Harden, come on, man.
Where he at? 7 points in game 7.
Man, that dude. All I can say is that dude, man.
And that was against your team, by the way. Your team.
Robin. He's just robbing teams at this point, bro. And it, but, you know, he ain't even robbing. He pimping teams. Maybe he got some on the Clippers owner where he was at one of them Diddy parties.
I doubt it, but. Bobby Portis staying with the Milwaukee Bucks on a 3-year, $44 million deal. How does Bobby Portis deal affect Giannis? Do you keep Pat Connaughton? Do you keep him Bobby Portis? We're still waiting on word from what Giannis is going to do. We ever heard nothing.
What Giannis need to do is go to management and say, my bad on the whole Damian Lillard thing. My fault. I thought that was going to work out. That's why I'm not going to be a GM when I retire, clearly, because I don't understand player evaluation and stuff like that. So if we can get him moved or something and get
some other players in here,
I'm not saying it's happening. I'm saying what needs to happen. And then say, hey, you know, we make this move, get him, you know, whatever, to get him up out of here so we can get some more players in to assist us. And there's a dude in Portland that really wants out of Portland that doesn't want to be there that was very instrumental in the Bucks winning the championship. You might know his name. It's Drew Holiday. So, you know, just saying. I said when it happened. Bad move. You don't get rid of Drew Holiday and the other pieces and bring in Damian Lillard. He's not going to work. He didn't. These older guys that have a lot of tread. He's had to be a number one option for years. His body's broken down. Not his fault, but his body's broken down. You can't fight your body breaking down. That's Damian Lillard's problem. It's not that he's not skilled. His body's broken down. But I think these guys coming back signal that Giannis may be staying with the team. Because these are his guys. But the Bobby Portis deal makes sense anyway because Milwaukee loves Bobby Portis. So I got a chance to stay there.
Milwaukee loves him.
Yeah. Milwaukee loves Bobby Portis, so it makes sense for him to stay.
The Rockets signed Jabari Smith Jr. to a $122 million extension. You bring in Kevin Durant. You get rid of Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
You make Ahmad Thompson the face of your franchise. You keep Shigun and you full stamp Jabari Smith Jr. And on top of you keep Steven out of the edge of center, the spot too.
Yeah. It's a good move. Because you understand.
The Rockets is not playing around.
Yeah, because you realize, again, you only got a couple of years with KD. You know what I'm saying? KD ain't going to be playing another 5-10 years. We know that. Well, we should know that if we don't. So you maximize that. You get these young guys. Hopefully they can learn some things from Durant and, you know, put them in the best place. You go ahead and start signing extensions like you're doing now when you can, because the longer you wait, what? The more you got to pay. If you know you want to be a piece of your future, don't get it done. That's what they're doing. Smart to me.
Cole Johnson, I hope you're happy with your Rockets making moves. They was the second seed. They saying, you know what, we're going to build on this. We're going to see if Kevin Durant puts them over the top. But like I said, the West is going to be very competitive.
Yeah, it's going to be hard in out West.
So anybody can come out of the West.
That's facts.
Ace Bailey reported to Utah after what, probably what, 2-3 days of not reporting with the rest of the team. But he did report to Utah, and he said he's blessed to be here. Thankfully, he did report, because I thought I was gonna have to go off. Cause I was gonna say, cause you cannot sit here and not go to the team that drafted you, cause you ain't want to go there. But he reported, so I can lay off the young man. But cool. I was sitting here like, if he gets to Monday and I don't hear nothing about him reporting, it's gonna be some fireworks going off.
I mean, I'll simply say this. You tried it, Ace Bailey. You tried it. But Danny Ainge in Utah said, piss on you. You're the best player available, and we're going to draft you. And you know what else they did? This is how much of a jerk Danny Ainge is. So the Hornets had a trade in place with the Who draft six? They had a trade in place anyway, whoever was drafting six. The Hornets had a trade in place. So
number six was the Wizards.
Yeah, so the Hornets had a trade in place. They was gonna drop back to six, and the Wizards was gonna take the fourth pick. Danny Ainge let the Hornets know, oh, we know who you want, and if he's there at five, we're gonna take him. So if you make the trade, you better figure out somebody else to get. And he does fit a pick that Utah would make. So the Hornets are like, yeah, we ain't doing that trade. We got to get our guy. So Utah ensured that they would be able to get Ace Bailey and they drafted him. Yo. Hey. Very funny.
He reported. So that's all I care about. He reported. So I.
Hey, he going to have to, for the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to have to be happy in Utah. And then, once your contract is up, or once you've been in the league a couple of years, you say, hey, man, you know, I'm not feeling Utah. I want to trade. Okay. But you can't walk in like you big dog. Like, you got to go where you drafted. Like, you don't decide who's going to draft you. You don't say, I'm only going to play for these three teams. You better be glad it didn't Shedeur Sanders, Jahan Potts.
That's it. He showed up, so I can lay off on him. He showed up.
And you need to show up when you're supposed to next time, too, sir. I know my co-host going to give you a little slack for that, but honestly, you should have been there with everybody else. You had to go have a temper tantrum. In my opinion, you had to go have a temper tantrum because you didn't get your way. But now you're there trying to be a professional, so I'll lay off for now. We're going to see how things go. But I'm going to tell you this, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. He showed up.
Smoke, you know, it's fire in the building.
If he didn't show up, oh boy, I was coming in here ready.
But it shouldn't even be a conversation. You should have had your hot pots there with everybody else on Friday.
Yeah, you should have. Before I get to my last slide on around our hardwood, which is the WNBA, I got some other news from the WNBA. A shocking move took place about an hour ago. The Dallas Wings traded the Laser Smith to the Las Vegas Aces.
What did they get back?
And it looks like the Wings got back a first round pick for 2027.
Okay.
So it gets Elijah up. Smith is now part of the Las Vegas Aces. That gives the Aces some help in the front court to help Asia Wilson out. I did not expect that move from the Dallas Wings.
Speaking of Dallas Wings, man, I'm never talking about the Dream against the Wings again. Don't even ask me. Every time.
Well, when we talk WNBA, you'll be actually happy. You sitting here worrying about the goddamn Wings and just forgot about what happened on Sunday.
I ain't forget about what happened on Sunday, but I remember what happened twice last week, too.
I mean, yeah. I say, you know your team very well, and you said what was going to happen, and then guess what? That was exactly what happened.
But you don't want to be right.
Now you know how I'd be feeling.
I've been know how you be feeling. We both talk WWE. I've been know how you be feeling.
Jeez. But the final lose here for the round of hardwood from the WNBA, three more teams are on their way. Cleveland, 2028. Detroit, 2029. And Philadelphia, 2030. This news was announced today as the commissioner announced it ahead of a special important game coming up tomorrow, which we'll get to in our next segment. But three more teams, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly. You'll be having a WNBA team in your city by 2030. Why is you shaking your head, sir?
Charlotte's not on that list. That's why I'm shaking my head, sir.
Hey, Houston ain't on that list, too, if you know who I'm talking about.
Charlotte need a winner. If y'all would have brought a WNBA team to Charlotte, that arena would be packed and sold out for them. I'm telling you. But there have been like 30 different petitions that everybody in Charlotte signed and sent it to the WNBA. Please bring a team back to Charlotte. They go to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
Those are not bad cities, but Charlotte does not have a winner. What team in Charlotte has won anything?
I don't know what to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, hey, it's all good for me. I got a dream. I'm just saying the city, this was a place that really would have gotten behind a team.
How you think, man? I feel some. The only problem is Jacksonville don't have an NBA team.
But I feel like they got an NBA team. It's not a very good NBA team, but it's an NBA team.
But I feel like if they bring a basketball team in Jacksonville, they'll get more support than the Jaguars. Because Jacksonville is actually a basketball city, not a football city.
Sure, despite what people think, a basketball state.
Yeah, Charlotte's in a basketball state and it's terrible at basketball. Which is like a very complicated thing to be in if you live in Charlotte.
If you're a fan of Charlotte sports, it's another gut punch for you.
Oh, Duke? Oh yeah, we can watch Duke all day, every day. Same thing with North Carolina. Hey, NC State even make some noise when they want to.
When they close their mouth.
But them damn Hornets. Why is y'all on my screen?
And that might be why they ain't get no team. They're like, your NBA team sucks. We're not giving you a WNBA team to make them suck too. But they would have got support, though. They would have got a whole lot of support for real. But, you know, I get it, man. You can't be everywhere. I just feel bad for the city because I know how bad they wanted it.
Shout out to Cleveland. Cleveland. Detroit. Does that mean the Shock is coming back?
We need the Shock back. If you're going to put a team in Detroit, it got to be the Shock, bro.
And think of it this way, cool. You're an Eagles fan. You can support the WNBA team now.
My NBA team is Atlanta, sir. My WNBA team is in Atlanta. We do it for the dream over here, sir.
Do it for the dream. We do you it for not, the dream. You're not Martin Luther King, okay?
I mean, 4 score and 7 years ago.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, WNBA, and boy, do we got some stuff to talk about over the weekend. One of which is going to piss me off and it's going to make him feel with joy.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos.
Thing with Tony Khan now being in talks to buy WWE, I'm going to be honest with you. I spoke to this with Ricky Litwinkiewicz, aka the Master of Mayhem. And he honestly believes that me talking about Tony Khan buying WWE is basically I'm kind of wasting my time because Ricky believes it's never going to happen. Okay, now the wrestling fan that's been super supportive of Brody Lee as a wrestler and everything that WWE could have done with him and, you know, everything that he could have shown and, you know, offered for the wrestling business. You know, for me, I wasn't just a fan of Brody Lee himself, like in character. I strongly respected him, you know, as a human being. Like, I had a lot of respect for Jonathan Huber. You know, that's Mr. Brody Lee's real name. So basically, I had a lot of respect for Brody Lee, Luke Harper, and of course, Mr. Jonathan Huber. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay, nigga. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two.
All right, welcome back, and WNBA. Part of this I'm not going to enjoy. That's why we have a good smile over there, because this guy right here, before we even get to WWE and Marius Arresting, that's going to take place at 4:30. Yeah, I'll explain. If I have more time, I'll explain why. But let's go back to Saturday. And speaking of the Dallas Wings, they took down the Washington Mystics 79-71.
They've been taking it to everybody now.
J.J. Quinley and Isaiah James, both rookies, dropping 15 points each without Paige Beckers in the lineup, who was out for this game. And but the Dallas Wings showed up and then the business. Defending the home court. Gotta like it. Dallas is trying to correct the ship here. Let's see if they can continue to correct the ship. And you know, Washington, hey, you drop one. It happens. You drop one. But what Sonya Centrons and Kiki Anford has been doing as rookies as for the Mystics, I like the future of the Washington Mystics. I like the future. Now we get to Sunday. Good old yesterday. The New York Liberty, the defending champs, went to the ATL and couldn't hold a candle to the Atlanta Dream for some reason. 90-81. Playmaker, you only lost by 9 points. Did you watch the game? Is my question. Because if you watch the game, Cool McCain, did it look like that my team was slow and your team was on go?
It did, sir. It did.
My team looked slow. I don't know what was going on. Sabrina couldn't hit a goddamn shot to save her life. Tossy Cloud. And Sabrina wasn't on the same page. But I think that was bound to happen at some point. But my team is a little slow. We don't have JJ. She's going to be out for like another week or two with that ankle.
That makes a difference.
Leone free, but she's back in Germany helping her team qualify for the, I think it's the Euro tournament that they got going on over there. Even still, we looked this slow. Breonna Jones dropped 21 on us. If Breonna Jones is dropping 20, you have a big problem with the Atlanta Dream. Alicia Gray is going to do what Alicia Gray does. She's going to give you a quiet 29-8, and you look up and be like, well, darn, the hell did that come from? This is what Alicia Gray does. seems like one of the most quietest players in the WNBA, but can fill up the stat sheet. Now, if you add that, Ryan Howard, Brittany Griner, and then you add a Breonna Jones to the mix, good luck defending the dream. Go ahead, sir. It's your turn.
I ain't really got nothing else to say. I'm just happy we're finally winning games again. Because apparently we can't beat Dallas. Good grief.
Y'all couldn't beat us until freaking yesterday.
Well, we did beat y'all yesterday. We probably won't beat Dallas the next time we play them either. It's something about Dallas. They ain't even got to be 100%. It's just something about Dallas. They just, you know how certain teams just, it's like a little gnat. That's Dallas for us.
You have a gnat. We have lost 4 or 5 games.
Well, sir, we were 10-3?
The champs are in a struggle mode right now.
I mean, y'all got one less loss than us. We got the same amount of wins. So neither one of us is fantastic. We've been losing.
We the champs, though. It's a difference.
Is it really? You do realize it's champs that everybody gives you their best.
I know.
So in actuality, as champs, you're going to lose games if you don't come full thrust because you're the measuring stick right now. So your argument about being champs actually works in favor of the dream.
JJ, get healthy, please.
Plus, y'all wouldn't 100% anyway.
Yeah, we're not 100%. It's going to be a while before we get 100%. That's the problem.
And you're going to lose some games until you're 100%. That's anybody. You know what I'm saying? You take away an important piece from anybody.
Oh, man. All right. Time to cheer up.
There you go.
Time to cheer up. Because yesterday it was Candace Parker Day. Because the Los Angeles Spurs were retiring the number 3 jersey. Which they better been the first team to do it. As you can see here, everything that she's done when she was wearing the purple and gold. And still is the only WNBA player to go rookie and MVP in the same season. People thought Kate DeCobb was going to do it last year. I said, y'all must not have heard of Angel Wilson or Nafisa Collier. You see how all of a sudden the Caden Clark talk is starting to simmer down all of a sudden?
Well, you know, the thing is, that was the hope last year, right? She was going to come in and just dominate the WNBA and just be the best player and everything. And not saying that she didn't have a good rookie season, but she was a rookie. She's a second-year player. People are adapting to what she does. She's better, but people are adapting to what she does. They have a whole season of tape on her. So there's going to be some big games because she can be that dynamic at times, but there's also going to be games where she's going up against teams that are prepared and are a defensive bad matchup for her, and she's not going to dominate those games.
She ain't no Candace Parker.
Never will be.
But somebody wanted to show out for Candace Parker as the Sky beat the Sparks 92-85. And what name is that on the screen there?
It's Angel Reese, sir.
24-16-7. You notice it's been very quiet on the Angel Reese part all of a sudden.
Yep.
It's been very quiet. I wonder why. Why has it been quiet when it comes to Angel Reese all of a sudden? Oh, because in the last 4 games she has done nothing but this.
Ain't she the first player to have over 10 points and 15 rebounds in 4 straight games?
Man, she set a record for having 4 straight games with 15-plus rebounds.
Yeah.
In a 4-game straight, this girl is giving you 17-17. Where's all the nonsense now?
They're just waiting for her to have a bad game. So as soon as she have a bad game, they'll be back. That's how haters hate.
Miss Meebound. Guess what? She only had 4 hours of rebounds against the Sparks last today. Which means 12 of those rebounds came on what end of the court?
The defense.
The defensive end of the court.
Shout out to Angel Reese, though. She balling. I mean, we have, like, with young players, and I call young really about your first 3 to 4 years, depending on the age when you get in the league and whatever. You had these really good games and then okay games because you're adapting, you're developing. So the thing is trying to be more consistent. Can she give you 10 points, 12 rebounds a game? Sure. That's something she could probably do on a regular basis. Not saying that she can't do more, but there's times where she steps up and she looks like she's been working on her game. And there's times where you watch her play and you be like, has she even been working? She probably always is working. It's just how it relates in certain situations. Again, matchups. Angel Reese isn't to the point, neither is Caitlin Clark, you know, where you just go out and you could dominate everybody. You have games where you can play well because good matchups. And she's been taking advantage of that.
She's been whooping on the Sparks.
Miss Meebound.
She's been killing the Sparks.
Yes, she has.
Good gracious. But that's against the Sparks. That's against the Sparks herself. She is getting what? That's what? 42 and what? 33? Jeez.
I love to see the Sparks play. That's all I'm going to say.
I know you did, but Angel Reese said, it's my show.
Angel, it was your show on the court. Between the whistles. But love to see the Sparks play.
here you go. Sparks, y'all might be one of the most beautiful teams in the league, but damn it, can y'all play ball, please? This is not what I expected from the LA Sparks. I did not expect 5-12 from the LA Sparks. Yeah, I can say the same thing about the Sky. I ain't expect 5-11 either.
Right. You know, it's some of these teams, they, the all-star break come, they come back, and they just feel like a whole different team. Some of them continue to play bad. We just have Jeez. To see. Get some wins you don't expect. They just lose a lot of games you expect them to win.
Hey, shout out to Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Going from the who I called the princess last year, going to the queen has returned. The queen has returned.
With a vengeance.
Walked into Phoenix and told the Mercury, I'm not losing this game. 26-18-7. With the game, with the go-ahead bucket. All right, man. All right, man.
As long as she's healthy, she's always going to be in the MVP conversation for the next few years. As long as she's healthy.
She is the queen for a reason.
She is the best player in the WNBA. And the only other McCain person who can even make an argument to be close to her is Nafisa Collier. Other than them two, everybody else is tier two.
And Kuma McCain would tell you, if I used the word queen, that means something.
It does.
Because I don't throw the word queen out there just religiously.
Nah, he don't.
I think the queen has had enough. She missed some games. She got to watch the team from the sideline. She said, okay, I can. When I come back, some things are going to change around here.
Yeah, I've been getting a little disrespectful with my girls. We about to come and show y'all who we is.
So they're at 500 right now. And they got that's a big win. I don't think y'all understand. That is a Phoenix Mercury team that I told y'all about to look out for. And to go in that, but in matter of fact, the Phoenix Mercury, they went to New York and smacked my Liberty around. And then when we went to that, and they smacked us around even more. So that was a good win for the Aces. That's a much needed win for them, especially on the road in Phoenix against that team. That's a good-ass Mercury team. I might be afraid of that Mercury team if I'm everybody else in the WNBA. Speaking of somebody you need to be afraid of, the goddamn Lynx of Minnesota. Good gracious. While you say Angel Reese gave you 24, you got 26 from Major Wilson. The fish card said, I add 23 to that.
Right. Don't forget about me.
Who is the leading runner for MVP right about now?
I think Asia's going to have something to say about that, though.
She will, but she got some ground to make up.
She healthy now.
And they just toured with the Kinetic Suns. Like, they just toured with the Kinetic Suns. Good gracious. I mean, I know in basketball everybody plays everybody, but can there's something you can just forfeit?
That's why we made the argument. Remember, I was like, I forgot about Connecticut last week. Connecticut, sir, the worst.
Currently, yes,
they're in a tier by themselves right now.
Currently, yes.
We talk about how Angel Reese. Not Angel Reese. We talk about how Asia Wilson and Nafisa Collier are in a tier by themselves at the top. The Connecticut Sun are in a tier by themselves at the bottom. They're in the G tier.
It's been a rough one. Up there in Connecticut, for sure. Yeah. Well, good thing your Huskies won the national title for the ladies, so. Because the Suns ain't going to do you no favors this year.
None.
And then I don't know what to say about Golden State. I think I ran out of words to say about Golden State at this point. And we only what, 15 games into the season?
Roughly.
They smacked the Seattle Storm. Good gracious.
It's matchups, man. It's matchups. It's really matchups. A lot of matchups, because what happens is you play certain teams, they just have your number. And Golden State seems to have a couple people's number, but they...
For you to say that, this is their first ever season.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, this, what this does... Let me take this off the rails slightly, but not really off the rails. This just shows you the depth of talent that the WNBA has from people that don't get an opportunity, right? People that are on the fringe of being out of the league, or people that are not in the top six or seven players on their team. Because keep in mind, Golden State had the opportunity to go out to these teams and grab players, and they grabbed some good ones, drafted some good players as well. But this shows the depth that the league already had, and the reason why, even though one of those three teams is not a team I wished it was, there's three more teams coming. And don't forget, Toronto's coming next year. So we're getting four more teams.
And Portland.
Yeah, and Portland. So we're getting five more teams. So there might be a 16. Charlotte still, y'all got a little bit of hope. 30-31, Charlotte. Y'all got a little bit of hope.
This team is ridiculous.
This is team basketball. Like, right, a lot of these people are, like I said, they were unprotected in the draft. I forget what they call it for the new team, but they were unprotected. Left out there, we picked up the draft pool. And they went and made good decisions with who they picked up. When you can make good decisions with the people that you bring into a new organization, the coaches and all that stuff, and you get the right people, you balling. Tiffany Hayes.
You know what the funny thing is? There's one team they didn't pick from.
Who's
that? Happened to be the team they just got done smacking around yesterday.
Seattle.
They looked at Seattle. We don't want nobody on that team.
Yeah, we good. But you know what's going to happen, though? You know what Golden State's problem going to be?
What is that?
The next 4 years, there's going to be five teams coming for what they got. And they can only protect so many players, too.
Yeah. But jeez, this team here. This is something up to be one hell of a first year. First impression. Good gracious. You already got a dominant win of the Aces, and now you added a dominant win of the Seattle Storm.
They said, we here. They like the locks. GSV, we here.
Man, y'all was on one. Good gracious.
Zero games being played.
Now that brings us, that finish the recap, that brings us to the week that's ahead. For us to get to the week that's ahead, no games tonight. Nothing tonight. But we pick up tomorrow. And why do you see the commission, WNBA Commissioner's Cup logo? Because tomorrow is the championship for the Commissioner's Cup. The lone game tomorrow. And it features your two captains of the All-Star. Kate McCluck in the Indiana Fever against Nafisa Kaya in the Minnesota Lynx. 8 p.m. exclusively on Amazon Prime Video. So if you want to watch Nafisa Kaya and Caitlin Clark meet for the first time this year, you better have Prime Video. By the way, this game does not go on the standings. So whatever standings they got going into this game, going to be the same one after the game.
I'd hate to be Indiana.
You hate to be in Indiana? Oh, boy. I'm looking forward to seeing Aaliyah Boston and Nafisa Carr go at it. That should be interesting. I want to see if Aaliyah Boston is going to show up on this one.
Keeping it a buck, bro. That's not a competition. And that's not Aaliyah Boston, but it's not a competition. That's keeping it a buck.
He says no competition. I want to see if Aaliyah Boston going to answer the call here.
You can answer the call, but it still ain't no competition. You are not on the level of the presumptive at this moment MVP, Aaliyah Boston. You ain't there. Anybody who say she is, that means you do not watch the WNBA. That's what that means. Ain't even no argument. You just don't watch.
You just don't watch. Hey, Aaliyah, if you wanna make a name for yourself, you're going against one of the tops in this one.
Don't have Aaliyah Boston out there like Remy LeBeau from the Daredevil movie. I'm gonna make a name for myself.
You gotta start somewhere.
You see what happened to him? Talking about he gonna make a name for himself.
Just saying, you gotta start somewhere, and can't get no better than this one. And Caitlin Clark, if you want to be a part of that echelon group, this will be a great game for you to show up to, depending on that groin injury that you got.
That's the thing about her. Like,
she's starting to get injured now. That's a concern. You had a quad injury. Now you got a groin injury. It's not good. But yeah, these two are your captains, so they'll be picking their teams. Do they pick their teams in the WNBA? If I remember correctly. Remember last year, we didn't have to pick no teams. It was All-Star versus Team USA, right, basically. But it should be interesting. Commissioner's Cup Championship. Then we'll skip Wednesday, go straight to Thursday. And on Amazon Prime at 7 p.m., the Las Vegas Aces visit Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, which is the only game that will be televised. Sparks are at the Liberty. Storm are at the Dream. Mercury at the Wings. And the Mystics at the Lynx. I could go into my rant about WNBA and discussion, but I'm going to give y'all a break this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all a break this week. Even though I could say a lot of things right about now. But Thursday, it is AJ Wilson and Caitlin Clark. Round two. How will Indiana respond after they first meet him? I don't know how I felt, but I said I got Vegas in this one. Cool McCain and Marbella was like, no, we're going to Indiana. And sure enough, that second half turned around. AJ Wilson, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray. But can they bring that on the road to Indiana? That would be the question on that one. All right. that would do it for this episode of Streaming Lights Out. As the two of us finna switch sites and go straight over to Monarchs of Wrestling because we will be beginning in 20 minutes. Why is that? Because Mr. Paul Levitt decided to have Monday Night Raw go on at 6 p.m. today.
Yep.
So, any final words, my co-host, before we slide over to the wrestling side?
This is the point where a lot of y'all fall off with basketball. I would say support the women. You know, ain't no excuse about all the NBA, whatever this, whatever that. Get the women some support, man. Give them some opportunities. They got a lot of players. They're getting better every year. There's women out there now on the team that had a talent to be starters on some of these teams, but there's not enough teams. They're working on fixing that problem with these other five teams that's coming. We'll see how everything goes, but support. Like, really, seriously, support. Help these teams grow and just watch and see if you like it. If you watch it, you're like, nah, it's not for me. That's cool. But at least support, give them a shot. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot of good things that's happening. It's just a matter of giving them some time. I mean, baseball's out there too, but you might as well watch the women.
As my co-host said, it's usually around the time people start watching basketball. Because a lot of things going on. You take a break from sports, or if you're me, get you some women in action going on, which is my favorite tennis tournament. But at the same time, I still keep up with the WNBA. They're about to get to the halfway point. They're about 15 to 16 games in, depending on what team and how many games they have played already. About to get to the halfway point of the season, which is about 2022. And you get the All-Star break. All-Star break. You get to relax, get recuperate, and then we're on to the final stretch. Remember, we're playing 44 games this year. So there's a lot of games to be played, a lot of things to be determined. So just because your team might be struggling right now or a key player might be out right now doesn't mean it's all doom and gloom. Still got another half of the season to go. So stay tuned. It's going to be a very interesting battle. You see, you have a new expansion team in Golden State. They are 9-7 thus far. Playing good basketball. The champs, even though they are in the midst of a struggle, they are still the champs, and they are 11-5. You have the Minnesota Lynx, who are on the revenge tour, 14-2. The Aces and the Fever, they are right at 500. It's a lot of things to go on right now. But stay tuned, stay active, because the best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
For Akuma Kane, I am the Playmaker down there, Silence. We'll see y'all later, unless you want to hop over to Monarchs of Wrestling. Until then, deuces.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can find it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.